We're talking covenant. We call it communion, but we're talking covenant. The church called it communion, and it's good. It is communion, but we're talking covenant. Turn real quickly with me to First Corinthians. It's Second Corinthians. Second. That's the last letter Paul wrote. In verse 14, he says, I'm reading from the Amplified, the classic. The grace of our Lord Jesus, the anointed one, and the love of God, and the fellowship, of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Now, one translation in the Amplified said, the communion and the partnership of the Holy Spirit be with you all. They say that the term fellowship is two fellows in the ship. Amen. You and the Holy Spirit. And he's fellowshipping, or he's communicating to us. And that's a blessing. Hallelujah. I thought you might want to know that. Now, Hebrews chapter 6, start with verse 13. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It reads, for when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself. The Amplified says, for when God made the promise to Abraham, he swore an oath by himself. Listen to that language. By himself. Now, as you read on, it's going to become even more, hopefully, believing God, clear. Since he had no one greater by whom to swear. I mean, there ain't no one greater than him. So if this would never happen, and we're going to see this as we go on too. If he decided that he wasn't going to honor his oath or his promise, who won't make him do? He greater. Ain't nobody greater than him. Now, Satan tried. He got lifted up in pride. And he said, I will exalt my throne above the throne of God. Satan says, his name wasn't Satan. His name was Lucifer. He was an angel, an archangel. Now, it's obvious he knew something about faith and words and the word of. Now he's a high ranking angel at this point. He understands that God lives by principle. Now again, we talked about a little. Angels evidently had free moral agency. They had a choice to choose. Now it says that Lucifer said in his heart. Now at some point, what's in your heart gonna come out. So let me put it this way. What Lucifer did, he began to think this. Because you got to understand here now that everything that we're taught to do spiritually, they were taught to do spirit. Y'all getting quiet on me. That's good. Angels are spirit beings just like you and I are spirit beings, but we're on a different order. The scripture never said God created an angel in his image and after his likeness. He said, let us make man in our image. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. The scripture says we were created in Christ Jesus before the foundation of the world. And our redemption was planned before the foundation of the world. So nothing ever catches God off guard. Amen. He knew what was going on inside of Lucifer, but he had to allow him to make the choice. Because God is a God of love, he don't want to be no tyrant and no dictator. If he wanted that, he would have made everybody like puppets. He wouldn't give you a free agency or free moral agency choice. So just like God teaches us principle, those angels know principle. They knew about meditation. They still do. They know about word and the power of word. Now, I don't know how old Lucifer was, but you got to understand, angels had a beginning. So in their eternity, there was a time because there was a beginning. They could be 10 trillion years old if God thought like that. And if he wanted you and I to know, he has all memory, all recall. He don't forget nothing. He could tell you exactly how old Lucifer was when he started thinking on it. Not as in age in our world. We know, we mark our age from the day you were born. I was born June the 13th, 1959. And from that day on, I've been marking my age. Now, God knows when he created them angels. From that day on, he's been marking how long they've been existing. Because they're not eternal life. You can't mock God age, because he always is. He's eternal. He don't have a beginning. There is no age to him. Everything he create has age because he created it. He can tell you, I started this right here, and this when this got started. Oh, you listen to me. Now, God created all those angels. Probably, I don't know. There's probably, I'm just using a number, trillions and trillions and trillions of angels. And there's one angel called Lucifer. Now he messed up so bad. His name that used to be good don't even sound good. His name was great, but he messed up a great name with his character. He was a bright star. He was bright, full of glory. But he thought he could overthrow God. He didn't want to live in total dependence on the will of God and enter into God's eternal rest, Sabbath. He didn't want that. He figured, I can establish my own righteousness. I don't have to allow God to dictate to me how to live. So he said, well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to dethrone. I'm going to tell everybody. He thought it going to work. It's obvious he thought it was going to work. And I don't know how. I can't explain how he convinced so many other angels to join with him. That means they had a choice too. They could have chosen, Lucifer, we ain't studying about you. We ain't trying to follow that. No, sir. We stand with God. We enjoy the freedom and the blessing of God. We don't want out. You have a choice. You know, even after you get saved, you can choose to stop following God. Peter says it's like the hog returning to his slop. You've been cleansed from your old sin, then you turn back. It's like a hog returning to his slop. Yeah, he chose to rebel again and led a whole lot of angels with him. God's awesome. He could have just put a stop to it. Somebody said, he knew what Lucifer was doing. Why didn't he just put a stop to it? God is a God of principle. He loved rules. No, because they have to make a choice. He didn't make us come to Jesus. We chose to come to Jesus. I mean, he drew us by the Spirit, but we had to make the choice. And you have to make the choice to stay with you. That's only my choice. I mean, it's temptation out there, but it's going to be temptation out there if you don't come to Jesus. You're going to always have temptation. But you got God as your helper now when you're tempted. So the scripture says, and it starts out with, for when God made promise to Abraham, he swore because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself because there wasn't no one greater to make him do what he said. And like I said, got me on Lucifer. Lucifer thought that he was greater than God. But there ain't nobody greater than God. Lucifer told them that the rest of the angels, he got the same old story. He don't have nothing new. He told them that they're going to be like God. You can choose your own righteousness, just like the world. You can choose your own righteousness, your own right standard. You don't have to comply to the scriptures.
Thank you for watching the Oasis of Love TV 10-Minute Workout. This teaching is available in its entirety on our Oasis of Love TV YouTube channel. We would love for you to subscribe, like, and share these teachings around the world. This message was brought to you by the patrons at Love Center Family Church, Joseph and Deborah Hill Ministries, and our faith partners worldwide. Like to become a faith partner? You can do so by sowing a financial seed at paypal.me/362LoveCenter. Or you can text to give at 54244, then text LCFC Give. Your gifts of love are truly appreciated. If you need prayer, you can do so by calling 757-539-7079. That's 757-539-7079. And if you're in the Tidewater area of Virginia, please be our guest by visiting us at Love Center Family Church at 362 East Washington Street in Suffolk, Virginia. Services are Sundays at 11 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And remember to reach out to the world with the love of God, and God loves you just as much as he loved Jesus. And faith and the anointing work by love. You have a good week.